opposite the Federal Court building in this Brooklyn park, there's unalloyed enthusiasm for the beautiful game. Professional football in America may be in its infancy, but soccer among children is big.
All right, good morning, everyone.
A block away, Loretta Lynch is back on her old stomping ground. Brooklyn is where she cut her legal teeth as a federal prosecutor. And the case against FIFA officials was conducted on her watch from here.
Now, in many instances, the defendants and their co-conspirators planned aspects of this long-running scheme during meetings held here in the United States. They used the banking and the wire facilities of the U.S. to distribute their bribe payments, and they planned to profit from their scheme in large part through promotional efforts directed at the growing U.S. market for soccer.
And that's why the FBI and Loretta Lynch are so interested. Investigating football corruption is now about home turf.
In 2016, here in the United States, we are scheduled to host the centennial edition of the Copa America, the first time that tournament will be held in cities outside of South America. Our investigation revealed that what should have been an expression of international sportsmanship was used as a vehicle in this broader scheme to line executives' pockets with bribes totaling $110 million.
She is tenacious. I think she is focused. And I think that she is fair.
Nicholas Casal is a former NYPD detective and a man who's done his fair share of investigating corruption. He insists that the FIFA prosecution is not Loretta Lynch grandstanding.
She wasn't one with great zeal to start prosecutions that may have been just formulated for sensationalism.
I, what's your name?
I, Loretta Elizabeth Lynch.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
It took a staggering 166 days for the Senate to get around to confirming Loretta Lynch's appointment in April, a victim of the partisan gridlock in Congress. Some have questioned her appetite to take on financial corruption cases because of her proximity to New York's big legal firms. But President Obama had no such doubts.
Loretta might be the only lawyer in America who battles mobsters and drug lords and terrorists and still has the reputation for being a charming people person.
Those seven FIFA officials facing extradition from Switzerland may soon get to see those charms at first hand, as the US has clearly been working very closely with the Swiss. Nicholas Casal again.
This will be a very successful case for her, and rightfully so, because her involvement should have other member nations begin to look at if criminality occurred in their jurisdictions.
With football not yet a national passion here in the US, it will be crucial that public support for her crusade continues. Some aren't so sure. One constitutional lawyer told me, with international terrorism and illegal immigration advancing around the globe, one wonders why the Attorney General is focusing on international football. Perhaps, he said, croquet would be next.